Good morning. This is the morning word from the Lord, and he loves to speak in the morning. In the morning dew, the Lord loves to speak and express himself. And this morning he woke me up. I heard in the spirit the number 13 and read Genesis 13. Genesis 13 is concerning Abraham and his nephew Lot when they went out from Egypt. And Abraham, at that time, his name was Abram. He was very rich. He had cattle, silver, gold. He had so much. And they began to go to this place that God told him that he was going to show him. And when they got to the place, Abraham was so rich. He had vast amount of cattle and oxen and everything, donkeys. And Lot had a lot as well. So the land became crowded, and it couldn't hold everything that both of them had. Arguments broke out between the two tribes, and they had to separate. And so God had me to read this to get an understanding that this is the hour that he is doing a separating. He is separating the sheep from the goat. And we have kingdom agenda. We have kingdom purpose, and God has kingdom plans for us. But we have gotten so busy doing things according to our agenda and our plan that we have slowed down God's kingdom purpose for us. So he's given us a stern word this morning that we need to line up with the word of God and his will for our life. That number 13 represents rebellion. It represents apostasy. It represents depravity. And if you just read that entire chapter of Genesis 13, you will see what all went on between Lot and Abram. And so God is just saying this morning, it's been so much confusion in the body of Christ because our loyalty has been toward a people that don't have the purpose of God's kingdom. They're slowing us down. They're slowing us down. The people that we are attached to and connected to, the people we fellowship, are slowing us down because they have their own agenda, and what they are out to do, it has nothing to do with upbuilding the kingdom of God and ushering in the Messiah. And God is just saying that if we are part of any type of organization where you have to pay a fee, if you have to pay a due to be in that organization for prosperity, that it's the wrong organization. Hallelujah, and it's not his plan. He gives us his plan in Proverbs 19 and 17. He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, God will pay him again. And so this is how we become prosperous. Hallelujah, according to the word of God. Also, Isaiah 58:6-11 says, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of the wicked, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house? Hallelujah. When thou see the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. I read up until verses 8. Please read Isaiah 6-11. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God is just saying, also read Deuteronomy 28:12, and it tells us about how we receive the treasures and the blessings of the Lord. And he's saying again that we are to separate ourselves from people who do not have kingdom purposes. And they are idol worshipers. God called them idol worshipers. And in this hour, he's exposing, he's raising up a standard against this enemy. And he's telling us to move out to a safe place. And he's saying not to be discouraged about what we don't see. God is telling us, just like he told Abram, to go to a land that I will show you. And in this land, God said that we are to have greater expectations, that he expects us to know our right hand from our left hand. You know how the world said, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing? Hallelujah. And God is saying, he expects us to know that we are a privileged people. We are a peculiar people. We are chosen people. We're from a royal generation, a priesthood of people. Hallelujah. And God is saying that we should know who we are in the Lord. And the Lord is just warning us that in the coming days, we're going to hear a lot of vexation in the spirit. And many things will cause our hearts to fail. Hallelujah. We are living in the last days, and God is speaking. He said in the last days that he was going to pour his spirit out on all flesh, and he's saying, he's talking to his sheep. I expect my sheep to listen. I speak in the coming days. He's speaking. He's giving us instruction. He's saying that he's letting us know that there's going to be a lot of clamor. There's going to be diversity. It's going to be hatred. It's going to be rivalry. Hallelujah. It's going to be cutthroat people. But God is saying he's going to let us know. Hallelujah. When people desire to cut us up with words and with their action, he's saying from Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And God is saying that the rains are coming, the summer rains and the winter rains, and it's going to be flooding. Hallelujah. God is saying that we are to store up our grain in safe places. He says to use the loft and high places to store all the valuables because it's going to be a lot of water released on the earth. And then God is saying, hallelujah, that a lot of people are going to not be able to stand the blast. They're not going to be able to receive everything that's changing in the world, the lack of this and the lack of that, the poverty, the famine, the destruction. And he's saying that many are going to die. Hallelujah, because their hearts are going to faint from fear. And he's telling the church, he's telling the body of Christ to start listening to the prophets because he's having prophets speak. And he's saying God is telling the church to let the prophets speak. So if you have a prophet, he lied by side, Jesus, in your church, and you're not letting them speak, and you're not allowing the prophets to give the declared word of the Lord, you're going to be held accountable unto the Lord. The people's blood are going to be upon the hand of the priests who are not allowing the prophets to speak. And he gives scripture concerning letting the prophets speak in 1 Corinthians 14:30-33. It's the word of God. He never speaks anything but his word. So bad times, hard times are coming, but good times, restoration and wealth are coming also. But we have to have a tuned in ear to listen what the Lord is saying. How we are to get this wealth. He tells us in scripture how to get this wealth. So I'm coming to you with the morning word, the word of the Lord, for those who have hardened hearts and that's not allowing the men and women of God that he has chosen to speak the word of the Lord, the morning word, the declared word, the seasoned word, the anointed word, then you are going to be held accountable. If your people fail, if your congregation fail, is because you have not told them how to prepare, and so the blood of the people shall be upon your hand. This is the morning word. My name is Mary Adger. Today is December the 30th, 2022, and we don't have many days left in this year to get it together. God is calling the body of Christ. He's calling the church, the kingdom of God, to get it together and be on one accord.